a Jewish Journal article. Chicago 7, Palm Springs, Schitt's Creek, and Jerry Seinfeld win Critics' Choice Awards. With a new hybrid at-home award show season in full swing, Sunday night's Critics' Choice Awards celebrated what the critics felt was the best of TV and film this year. Those who thought Golden Globe winners from the previous week would also win big in the critics' eyes were mistaken when watching the event, which was televised on the CW. Mank led with 12 nominations, but only won an award for Best Production Design. Aaron Sorkin's courtroom drama, The Trial of the Chicago 7, nominated for 6 awards, won 2 for Best Editing and Acting Ensemble. Sacha Baron Cohen, who played Abby Hoffman, accepted the award on behalf of the cast and paid tribute to Sorkin and the real participants of the trial. "When we began shooting the film, each of us knew the power and the relevance of this story. Thank you, Aaron Sorkin, for the power of your words and characters and a message that resonates today," Baron Cohen said. "Most of all, thank you to Tom Hayden, to Rennie Davis, to Abby Hoffman, to Jerry Rubin, to David Dellinger, to John Frohens, to Lee Wiener and Bobby Seale for standing up, for being so bold, for changing history. History, they say, has a tendency to repeat itself, and it will continue to do so unless we learn from it by telling its most salient stories. We are humbled and grateful to have been a part of telling this one." Jewish entertainers, series and specials also celebrated wins in the comedy categories. Andy Samberg was excited to accept Best Comedy for his summertime warp flick, Palm Springs. During his acceptance speech, he told the part virtual part live audience that it was a big accomplishment because every movie in the comedy category was released during the pandemic. "I saw all your movies, guys, and they're just super funny and I ride with comedy till the end," Samberg said. As a final send-off for the series, Schitt's Creek celebrated 2 wins out of its 5 nominations. Catherine O'Hara, who plays Moira Rose on the show, won for Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series, while showrunner Daniel Levy won for Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series. During Levy's acceptance speech, he thanked the critics for supporting and championing his character David Rose. "I have so appreciated reading all of your thoughtful and encouraging words over the years," he said. "Sometimes when you don't often see yourself represented that much on screen, you have to take a risk and make it happen for yourself. So thank you so much for this, it really means the world." Comedy legend Jerry Seinfeld tied with Michelle Buteau for Best Comedy Special. Seinfeld's special, Jerry Seinfeld, 23 Hours to Kill, came out in May 2020 and was his first stand-up special since 1998. Recorded before COVID-19, Seinfeld's jokes in the special, especially praising the audience for overcoming mundane obstacles to see him perform and the pains of going out in general, land differently as many this week mark a year in quarantine. The comedian notes this in his speech and tells the crowd he can't wait to get back to doing what he loves. "As much as it's nice to get this, I know what we really want is, speaking for fellow comedians nominated, we want to be on stage somewhere making people smile and laugh," Seinfeld said. "That's what we want more than anything, and we hope to be back doing that soon."